if we could
弟兄
turn，
姐妹们，下午好。
if we could turn to Philippians chapter 3。
如果我们可以一起打开《腓立比书》第三章。
I will turn to the passage we read this morning from verse 7 to 14 again.
我们还要继续读我们今天上午读过的，我们从第三章的第7节读到第14节。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I'll let my brother translate.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我已把万事当作是有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And may
我
be.
为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，知道他复活的大能，并且知道和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
或许我也可以从死人中复活。
And in the original and in English. The word is, the phrase should be translated in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. That
在
may
英文啊，
attain to the resurrection.
在
得
英文
以
里面
从
哈，
死
它
里
的
复活。
先前讲的是它的原意是我也能够复活。
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect. But I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
第12节说。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. And reaching forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后。努力面前的，
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Maybe we bow with a word of prayer.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time that you've given us to gather together at your word.
主，我们感谢你给我们这个下午的时间，我们能够聚集在一起来聆听你的话语。
Lord, we ask that you may open your word to us.
主，我们就向你祈求，你将你的话向我们打开，
That you may speak to each one of our hearts.
你能够对我们每一个人的心里说话，
That you may give us understanding.
让我们真实能够明白你的话。
Lord, not to feel that maybe these words are so familiar that we become complacent.
我们不是以为这些话好像是很熟悉，我们好像已经知道了。
So, Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
我们真是把这个时间恭敬的仰望，交托在你的手中。
Once again, we ask for your anointing for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
我们在这里也是求你的高抹讲的、翻的和听的。
And so, Lord, we commit this time into your hands in Jesus' precious name.
我们把这个宝贵的时间交托在你的手中，那是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
阿门。
So, this weekend, we would like to consider this portion of the scriptures in Philippians chapter 3.
这个周末我们要特特的来在这个腓立比书第三章的这些段落里面我们一些交通。
And we know these are very familiar portions to us.
我们知道大家都对这方面这些经文非常的熟悉。
And I'm sure, you brothers, especially because of the recent theme on knowing him, this portion would be fresh in your hearts.
因为特别是今年这个第三章的第十节也是你们的今年的主题。
And, but this morning, what we, try to share with brothers and sisters is that, there is a progression to this portion of the scriptures.
今天早晨我和大家一起分享的是这个经文里面特别讲到的是一个渐进的一个发展一个进步。
And Paul talks about not just knowing him.
因为保罗在这里讲的不只是只指我们知道他。
Because, he actually has a goal that he says, I want to gain Christ.
因为保罗在这里讲他还有一个目标是要得到基督。
It means that, there is a progression in that relationship.
因为那里讲的是一个渐进的一个关系。
So, it's not just a matter of knowing who he is.
不只是知道他是谁。
But Paul recognized that when we were born again, the Lord's life now starts to live in us.
因为保罗特别知道当我们重生以后主的生命也在我们里面了。
Now, John had mentioned a phrase that he may increase and I may decrease.
因为约翰曾经说过他要增长我必衰微。
And in some ways, Paul was saying the same thing.
在保罗在这里也是讲了同样的事情。
So in light of knowing who this Lord is,
当我们知道我们真正的知道这个耶稣基督
that not only are we to know who he is,
不仅仅我们知道他是谁
but we want more of him to be formed in us.
我们也望他，希望他的生命在我们里面能够成型。
So then, we will ultimately reach the plan that God has for each one of us.
所以我们最后我们能够达到神在我们每一个人身上的旨意和计划。
So when we talked about the fact that there is a process.
因为我们在这里讲过，这里是一个过程。
And then, because it's in verse 10, it talks about knowing him,but also the power of his resurrection.
因为第十节讲到认识基督而且还要晓得他复活的大能。
Why is it important to know the power of his resurrection?
为什么要知道他复活的大能是那么重要的?
Because in this process of him increasing and us decreasing,
因为在这个过程主耶稣他增加我们减少这个过程。
There is a process for us to deny ourselves.
因为这是一个经历，一个过程，让我们来舍掉自己。
So that he may increase.
So, 这样的话，才能让主他来增加。
So there is a dying on our part.
因为在我们这方面，我们有一个死的过程。
So then, that his life may live through us.
所以主的生命在我们里面发动。
So there is a resurrection.
So, 这就是一个复活的过程。
But this, afternoon, we'd like to consider another phrase if you read on in, verse, 11.
如果今天下午我们要特别来讨论另外一节经文，如果你继续第十节读下去的话，到十一节。
Paul said all these things before that because he said,Because there is a goal here.
因为保罗在这里说所有的事情之前这里有一个目标。
What is that goal?
那个目标是什么?
That goal is verse 11.
这个目标就是在第十一节里面讲到。
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
讲的是或者我也可以从死里复活。
Now,The Chinese probably is not able to capture that thought. But here it talks about be able to obtain that resurrection.
所以中文翻译有可能没有完全抓住啊这个词的意思，就英文里面讲的意思就是说能够得到的意思，能够得到这个复活。
Yes, and I think it'll be a bit clearer if we actually talk about the original.
我们如果回到原意的话，我们是不是可以会比较清楚一些？
Because the word used here is Anastasia.
因为这里的一个词，它叫做Anastasia。
So that's the Greek for the word. The word, Greek word for resurrection is Anastasia.
因为这个 Anastasia 是一个希腊字是讲到复活。
So Anna means up again.
这个Anna 和 ANA 它就讲的再起来的意思，再站起来的意思。
And Stasia is means to stand.
Stasia 是表示站起来了，那 Anna 是表示再次的。
So resurrection just means to stand up again.
讲到复活的意思，也就是说重新站起来。
So we all know that all of us we came into this world horizontally.
我知道我们每一个人来到这个世界，我们是躺着进来的。
And then we all, most of us will leave this world horizontally.
所以我们大部分人，我们离开这个世界也是躺着出去的。
In history, there was someone that came into this world horizontally and left this world vertically, and that was our Lord.
但是在这个世界上有一个人，他是横着进来，但是却是垂直的出去的，这就是我们的主耶稣。
Because that speaks about resurrection.
这就是讲到的复活。
So, because of what our Lord did on the cross,
我们讲到我们主耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
Now, here then we have the ability to stand up again even after death.
所以这里讲到我们也可以有这样的能力，就是我们在我们死了之后，我们能够再站起来。
But brothers and sisters, resurrection is afforded to every single believer that is born again.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里讲到的复活是给我们每一个弟兄姐妹的。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
所以在哥林多前书第15章
in verse 52,
第52节
In a moment in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
就在一霎时，霎眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
For this perishable must put on imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality.
死人要复活，成为不朽坏的。
And then verse 54, but when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
好，我们等一下啊，我们十五章。这个刚才讲的是53，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必要死的总要变成不死的。54，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那是经上所记的，死被胜得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
In verse 55, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
所以第55节，死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
In verse 57, But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第57节，感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In verse 16,
然后我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
，verse 16,
第十六节
，For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
因为主必亲自降临，有呼叫的声音 和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And as I mentioned in the New Testament, every time the word resurrection is translated, it is using the word anastasia.
像我刚才提到的，在新约里面每一次提到复活，它那个里面的字就是 anastasia 的意思。
But brothers and sisters, Philippians chapter 3 verse 11, it's a different word.
但是弟兄姐妹们，在腓立比书第三章的十一节里面用的那个复活，死里复活是不一样的字。
And it's the only place where it's used in the New Testament.
因为它只有这个字，只有在这个新约里面，只有这里用过一次。
Because if you think about it, if everybody is going to resurrect, all believers are going to resurrect.
如果你们想，如果每一个人，我们都会要经历啊，这个死里复活。
Why would Paul use the word that I may attain to the resurrection?
那为什么保罗却在这里说，我可以啊得着这个复活？
Because in verse 12 it says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect.
因为十二节讲，这不是说我已经得着了，或者已经完全了。
So verse 12, Paul is saying, I'm not there yet.
这个第十二节，三章十二节，保罗是在这说，我还没有啊到那里，我还没有得到。
So it means that he's responding to verse 11 that we may attain to the resurrection.
因为他是第十二节是对着针对十一节讲的，就是说我还没有啊从死里复活，得到死里复活。
Because brothers and sisters, this is something different than what we read earlier about everybody resurrecting.
弟兄姐妹们，这里有一点的不同，和我们刚才读的关于死里复活是有点不同的。
And because the word used here is not anesthesia,
因为这个词用的复活不是 anesthesia,
it's actually the word ex anesthesia.
应该是它前面还要加一个叫做 ex anesthesia.
So ex.So we have the word exit or excel.
或者我们讲到那个英文词里面的 ex, 它有这个意思，就是有出来的意思，还有一个超越的意思。
Yes, to come out of.
相当于一个从什么里面冲出来的意思。
So brothers and sisters, this is not just merely talking about resurrection.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是仅仅在讲一般的死里复活。
Here it talks about coming out of resurrection.
因为在这里讲到一个完全从超越的从死里复活超越出来的。
And it means that it's not just that we barely resurrect.
意思也不是说我们仅仅复活而已。
Is that when we resurrect, we are so far away from death.
所以当我们这个复活，我们是有一个完全的超越这离开这个死亡。
Because, and there is an outcome of that resurrection.
因为这个样的复活是有一个结果的。
So in other words,
换句话说，
and then Paul goes on to give us clue on verse 12, not that I've already obtained it, I have already become perfect.
因为保罗在这里一个人说，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得到基督。
Yeah, well, the beginning, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect.
Not that I have... 我已经得着了，或者已经完全了。
Yes. So in other words, to attain to the resurrection from the dead means that Paul would have had to become perfect.
对保罗来讲，他如果得到这个复活，他还要一定是要完全。
So we mentioned this morning that here to be perfect means to become mature.
所以今天早上我们提到过，要成为完全的话，也就是说成熟。
In other words, to reach, to attain to ex anastasia means that when we resurrect, we become what God originally intended us to become.
所以换句话说，当我们讲到我们要得到的那个超越的死里复活的话，也就是我们的父神在最初的时候造我们的时候他的心意。
Because we mentioned this morning, he not only foreknew us,
因为今天早上我们特别提到，他不仅仅他知道我们。
But then he also predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他也预定我们要能够成为像他儿子的样式。
And if he predestined us, then he called us.
他预定我们来呼召我们。
And then whom he called, he justified.
他召我们，他又来叫我们成圣。
And then he not just justified us, but then glorified us.
他不但称我们为义，而且是要我们得荣耀。
So means to attain to that last step to be glorified.
也就是说，让我们能够得到那个超越的死里复活。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Do you remember the story when our Lord Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration?
所以你们还记得我们主耶稣他上了变化山
？The Bible said that when he was there, his face shone like the sun.
他那个圣经里面讲到主耶稣他的脸就变发光像太阳一样。
His clothes shone like the light. It was so white, it also was shining.
所以他的包括他的衣服是白的洁白也是放光。
So we know that the Apostle John said, we beheld his glory.
所以这个约翰在这讲到我们有他的看见他的荣光。
And so John must have been referring to when he saw the Lord Jesus shining on that mountain.
所以约翰一定是在那个山上看到我们主耶稣这样子的荣光。
And Bible scholars believe the Lord Jesus, the Mount of Transfiguration was Mount Hermon.
所以那个圣经专家说那个变化山就是应该是那黑门山。
And most of the time through the year, Mount Hermon is snow, full of snow.
因为在大部分的时间那个黑门山都是被雪盖着。
So you could see that picture of our Lord Jesus being glorified.
所以你可以看想象中一幅图画我们主耶稣得到了大的荣耀。
So,at that time, our Heavenly Father said, this is my beloved Son, listen to him.
因为那个时候天父从天上说这是我的爱子你们要听他。
Brothers and sisters, that was a manifestation of his glory.
因为弟兄姐妹们这是主耶稣他的荣耀的彰显。
Because our Lord Jesus was fully obedient to the Father.
因为我们的主耶稣基督他完全的顺服天上的父。
He was complete, he fully followed the purpose of God for him.
他是完全不离的不离不弃的跟随天父的旨意。
So he was like that mature grape that now was mature and reached the purpose of his life.
就像他像一颗成熟的葡萄一样的已经达到了他的丰满他的生命的丰满。
That's why the Bible says Moses and Elijah were discussing with the Lord how he was going to exit this world.
所以为什么圣经里面讲到摩西和以利亚在这里谈到怎样耶稣这个离世的事情。
And so as far as our Lord was concerned, he could have exited the world from there.
按照我们主耶稣来讲他完全可以从那个山上就直接离世。
Because the Father said, this is my beloved Son, on whom I'm well pleased.
因为天父在上面说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
But brothers and sisters, for your sake and my sake, the Lord Jesus came down from that mountain.
但是弟兄姐妹我们主耶稣为了你和为了我他下了山。
And he set his face towards Jerusalem.
因为他面向耶路撒冷
，and he set his he went the way of the cross.
他走向了十字架
，because brothers and sisters, he loved us.
因为弟兄姐妹们因为他爱我们
，and then he wanted not to deliver us from our condition.
因为他要将我们从我们现在所在的能够解救出来。
But not only was he intending to deliver us from sin,
因为不但他要将我们从罪中解救出来
，because on the cross the Lord was crushed for us.
因为 在十字架上，主耶稣是为我们而破碎。
So he was like that mature grape that went through the wine press.
他就像那个成熟的葡萄进入了酒榨一样。
And he was crushed and he was marred.
因为他在那里啊被压榨被压伤。
And out of his side came forth water and blood.
从他的肋旁血和水出来。
Yes, without blood there would be no remission of sins.
因为没有血就没有赦罪。
But not only was there water, but there was also, not only was there blood, but out of his side flowed through water, it spoke of life.
不但有血，而且还有水，水就指的是生命。
So brothers and sisters, because that life is our lifeline.
因为弟兄姐妹们，那个生命就是我们的生命线。
Because his blood takes care of the sin, of, takes care of our sins of the past.
因为主耶稣的宝血，它遮盖了我们过去的罪。
And continues to cover us as we confess our sins.
它仍然在遮掩我们的罪，我们只要在反省认罪。
But brothers and sisters, he also gave us his life.
但弟兄姐妹们，他同样的也给了我们生命。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
It's in order that however he lived, we would live also.
为什么？因为他怎样活，我们也要怎样的活。
It would give us hope.
因为他会给我们盼望。
Because all of us fall short of the glory of God.
因为我们所有的人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, so that we also one day may be glorified.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们也会有一天我们也会得荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, here Paul talks about attaining to the resurrection of the dead.
因为弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里说的是也要得到这个死里复活。
So to attain to ex anastasia.
他要所得到的是讲的完全超越的啊死里复活。
So that when we resurrect, we will be conformed to the image of his son.
当我们再次复活的时候，超越的复活，我们就完全有像主耶稣基督了。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord came today,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们的主今天来，
or before the Lord comes back, we pass on.
或者在我们主耶稣来之前，我们继续向前。
Or, I mean, if before the Lord comes back and we die.
或者是说，在主还没有来之前，我们如果已经死了。
What state are we going to be in?
所以我们会进入一个什么样的一个状态呢？
When we resurrect, and we all will be resurrected.
我们会死里复活，我们也都会被提。
What condition will we be in?
我们会在一个什么样的状况下呢？
Will we be able to say that we have become perfect?
我们能够是不是能够说我们已经完全了？
Or we have become mature?
或者说我们已经成熟了？
Or we be able to attain to all that the Lord called us to?
我们是不是得到了基督耶稣要我们所得着的呢？
Because we know that in the Bible,In the New Testament, it talks about many are called, but few are chosen.
因为在新约里面确实说到被召的人多，但选上的人少。
It's very interesting if you read the word called and the word chosen.
如果你特别注意到，一个是被召这个字，还有另外一个是选择被选上。
Actually, the words are very similar in the original.
在原来的原文里面，这两个字是非常接近的。
Actually, to be chosen is nothing but answering that call.
他讲到被选上，他是完全是讲的是一个回应被召。
So, brothers and sisters, are we willing to answer that call?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是愿意来回答回应这样的呼召？
So, brothers and sisters, Paul's encouragement is that.We not just be barely saved.
所以保罗在这里的鼓励给我们说，让我们不只是仅仅得救而已。
We thank the Lord that we have all received the Lord and we have eternal life.
我们感谢主，我们确实，我们啊得到了生命，而且我们也得到了永远的生命。
But brothers and sisters, when the Lord comes back, what is the state of our life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们的主回来的时候，我们将会在一我们的生命是在一种什么样的状况下？
In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 20 says, Do not be children in your thinking, but in your thinking be mature.
哥林多前书第14章20节说，弟兄们，在心智上不要做小孩子，然而在恶事上要做婴孩。
And if we read on in Philippians chapter 3,
如果你继续读腓立比书第三章，
and we will continue that topic tomorrow, it talks about the fact that there will be a prize in the end.
我们从明天还会继续讲，那里有一个奖赏。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
the question for us is, are we becoming what the Lord wants us to become?
对我们来说的问题是不是，我们是不是要成为我们的主要我们所成为的？
So, let me put it this way.
让我们换一句话来说。
When the Lord talked about his coming back,
当我们主讲到他的再次再来的时候，
he spoke two parables in Matthew chapter 25.
因为主耶稣在马太福音第25章讲到了两个这个比喻。
And we're all very familiar with those parables.
我们都非常注意非常熟悉这两个这个比喻。
And there were two, one parable was the parable of the 10 virgins.
其中一个讲到十个童女。
And the second one was the parable of the talents.
那么第二个讲到比喻是讲到关于讲到那个有这个才干的。
So brothers and sisters, this speaks about when the Lord comes back and when he decides whether we were good and faithful servants, these two parables help to define what he's looking for. Oh, sorry, brother, that went too long.
所以主耶稣当他再回来的时候，由他来决定谁是忠心良善的仆人，还有他来决定什么样是的童女。是在他所寻找的。
So, and what is he looking for?
我们主耶稣他在寻找什么呢？
Well, on the one hand, it's life.
一方面来讲，是的，生命。
The second aspect is service.
那么第二个部分呢，讲到的是服事。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
these matters are we going to be faithful?
所以这些方面是我们需要忠心的。
So the parable of the 10 virgins speaks about the fact that there were 5 of them that were foolish and 5 of them that were prudent.
所以十个童女的比喻是讲到五个是聪明的，还有五个是愚笨的。
Now the foolish ones had no oil left.
那么讲到那个愚笨的，他们没有油了，油不够了。
And the 5 wise ones, they had oil.
那五个聪明的童女，他们还是有油。
Because in verse 8, you read, The foolish said to the prudent, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
因为这几个五个愚笨的，他们想问那个聪明的童女要油，因为我们的油不够了。
So brothers and sisters, the Bible, when it talks about virgins, it always talks about believers.
弟兄姐妹们，当圣经讲到这个童女的时候，总是讲到是信徒。
And then oil speaks of the Holy Spirit or life.
这个油是代表这个圣灵或者是生命。
So how much oil means how much life you have?
如果讲你的油多少，也就是讲你的生命的多少。
So when the bridegroom came,
当这个新郎来的时候，
So the five who were foolish, they went out to purchase oil.
所以那个五个愚拙的、啊、他们出去去买油去了。
And then they said, verse 11, Lord, Lord, open to us.
所以 他们回来是说主啊主啊给我们开门。
But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you.、
但是主却回答说我实在告诉你们我不认识你们。
Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
因为那个时候、那个时辰你们不知道。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
The Lord has given all of us oil.
我们主已经给了我们每一个人都有油
But he wants us that that oil may increase in us.
他也要我们他给我们的油能够在我们里面、加增
in other words, his life may grow in us.
也换句话说也就是他的生命在我们里面能够成长
There may be more of him and less of us.
就是他在加增我们减少
And、there may be more patience of Christ.
也是这样，我们、在主耶稣基督里，我们有更多的忍耐。
Because that life has a certain characteristics.
因为那个生命，忍耐的生命，它有它的特征。
That there may be more gentleness of Christ.
那边、还有有可能是在里面更多的温柔。
Are all of these things starting to reflect in each one of us?
这些讲到这些都会来、将我们的一些现况能够表现出来。
Now, maybe we could read in Galatians chapter 5.
我们可能可以读Galatians 那个加拉太书哈。
Yeah, chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 19.
第十九节
Here is a real great description of the contrast between our life, natural life and the life of this and the spirit and our Lord's life.
因为这里特别的很鲜明的对比，一个是我们的生命，还有一个是我们主的生命。
Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery.Enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这是从十九节到二十一节，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、竞争、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
二十二节到二十三节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
And then 24 is the secret. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以二十四节是一个关键。凡属基督的耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲。同钉在十字架上了。
So, brothers and sisters, we always think, wow, denying ourselves and dying is such a horrible thing.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们可能想到我们要舍己啊，要我们来舍己的话，这已经是一个非常难的事情了。
But brothers and sisters, look at what that self is consisted of from verses 19 to 21.
所以我们在这里看到弟兄姐妹们，我们从第五章的十九节到二十一节，这里讲到我们我们的生命。
And so, shouldn't that life die?
这样子的生命是不是应该死去
？So we should let go of that.
我们应该让它能够死去。
In order that in resurrection we can see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
所以我们能够让这个圣灵的果子能够。生出来复活出来就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐
Have you never experienced that?
有没有有这样的经历哈
Maybe you have a disagreement with your spouse
也许你和你的配偶有一些不同的意见。
Maybe when you start to argue.
那有的时候开始进入一些争吵。
And then here it talks about outbursts of anger and disputes.
这因为在这里讲到有一些这个恼怒和纷争。
And you know how those arguments they escalate.
你要知道，当一些争论的时候，它会越来越激烈哈。
I say something that offends you, then you have to say something that offends me too.
因为你可能讲了什么话得罪了我，我可能找一个更厉害的话再来使你愤怒。
Escalates and escalates, and then it explodes.
所以一个一个往上爬，越来越怒，然后最后到一起爆炸了。
So some people joke that, you know, during weddings, people give plate settings.
有人讲一些笑话，就是说在婚礼上面他们用一些杯盘哈，一些的安排。
So when you give a wedding gift, you give plates.
当你给结婚的礼物的时候，你给他们那个盘子。
But one day these plates become frisbees.
但有一天这个你给他的盘子礼物哈，他有可能会像飞碟一样的飞起来了。
So because that's a manifestation of our flesh.
那个是一个彰显了从我们的肉体。
But brothers and sisters, haven't you experienced that maybe, when you are in such a situation, that you hear the Holy Spirit say, "Stop."
弟兄姐妹们，有没有这样的经历？当你处在这种状况下的时候，有没有听见圣灵在说话，说要停下来，要停下来
？Don't say that phrase that you want to say.
而且你能够不说禁止，不说你要想说的话。
So that dispute ends right there.
这样子的争执就会在这里停止。
And then you feel this peace inside your heart.
这个时候你就会有你在你的里面，你的心里有平安。
And then you start to experience the fellowship of his sufferings.
这个时候你就能够和主的他的受苦有份。
So then you will experience his life increase in us.
这个时候你会觉得能感觉到他的生命在我们里面增加了。
So Paul rebuked the Corinthians saying, you are of the flesh.
因为保罗在这讲到哥林多的时候讲到你们还是属肉体的。
You have not grown up, you're like babies.
因为你们还是婴孩，你还没有长大。
Because babies throw temper tantrums.
因为孩子他会常常的发怒发火。
Babies and children are selfish.
因为婴孩他是自我为中心。
They only think about themselves.
因为他只想到他们自己。
So brothers and sisters, are we just like that?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是像那样子呢？
Or are we willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord?
我们还是愿意我们背起我们自己的十字架来跟随我们的主。
And we are willing to crucify the flesh with his passions and desires.
我们愿不愿意将我们的思想意念完全钉在十字架上。
Because then his life comes out in us in resurrection.
然后我们主耶稣他的思想意念能进到我们里面来。
Then we'll experience the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
然后我们就可以经历了这个圣灵的结的果实，就是仁爱、喜乐、平安、忍耐、恩慈。
Brothers and sisters, this is so practical.
因为弟兄姐妹们，这个实际上是非常实际的。
So when people come to our homes,
当有人来到我们家里的时候
，What is it that they see?
他们所看到的是什么呢
？Do they feel like, wow, this is like every other family I've come to know?
这个也只是和其他的我所见到过的其他的家庭一样，没有什么特别。
Or is it that, wow, this family is very different?
或者是这个家好像是有那么不同。
Because the husband loves the wife.
因为丈夫爱妻子。
The wife is submissive to the husband.
妻子呢顺服丈夫。
The children obey the parents.
孩子也受管教。
And they obey their parents.
他顺服他们的父母。
And then maybe when they're a little bit older, they honor their father and mother.
而且他们啊，尊敬啊，等他们长大，他们尊敬他们的父母。
So when people come, they feel like, wow, this is like heaven on earth.
当人来看到这些，就说：“哦，真像啊，在天堂在地上一样。
So brothers and sisters, when we see that first parable of the 10 virgins,
”弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到第一个比喻讲到十个童女的。
So we see that 5 virgins, the life of Christ grew in them.
所以我们看到有5个是聪明的，他有主的生命在他里面增长。
And the secret was they paid a cost, in denying themselves and allowing the life of Christ to live out of them.
因为这个秘密就是他们付了代价，他们愿意让主耶稣的生命在他们里面成长。
Because in verse 10 it says, while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came.
因为第十节讲到，当他们出去买油的时候，新郎来了。
So these foolish ones, they were trying to pay the cost, but it was too late.
但是这些愚拙的，他们愿意付代价了，但是这个时候已经太晚了。
So brothers and sisters, are we willing to pay the cost today?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是今天我们愿意付这个代价？
Because what happened later was, after the bridegroom came and those who were ready went in with him into the wedding feast and the door was shut.
因为为什么？因为到后来的时候，再要来的时候，那个新郎到了之后，那个坐席的门就关了。
So brothers and sisters, the foolish virgins, they were left out.
因为弟兄姐妹们，这个五个愚拙的，他们被关在门外了。
And then he says, truly, then they said, Lord, Lord, open to us.
但他们说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you.
但是主却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
Brothers and sisters, do you really think that if every day we wake up and have our morning devotions and have a time of fellowship with the Lord?
弟兄姐妹们，弟兄姐妹们，你们认为怎么样？如果早晨一早起来，我们有好好的灵修，然后花时间和主在一起，
Is he going to say, I did not know you?
他会说“我不认识你吗
No.
”？不会的。
But the Lord says, be on the alert because you do not know the day nor the hour when he's going to come back.
但是主却说：“你们一定要知道这个日子，因为那日子。”那时辰你们不知道。
If we do not pay the cost today,
如果我们今天不付这个代价，
it's not a big cost.
这个代价实际上也不是那么大。
The greatest prize is that we may know the Lord.
因为给我们的奖赏就是我们回报就是我们可以认识基督。
But if we're not careful, we're going to be left out of the feast.
但是我们不注意的话，我们可能就不能进入与主进入宴席。
And we said this is one aspect that the Lord is looking for, and that is how much life we have.
这是讲到我们主耶稣他所要寻找的是在我们里面有多少生命，他自己的生命在我们里面。
The second parable is a parable of the talents.
第二个比喻是讲到才能的。
Some were given 5 talents, some were given 2, some were given 1.
所以有的给了5000，有的给了2000，还有的给了1000。
And the one who had five, he gained 5 more talents.
所以那个给了5个的他挣回了5个回来。
So that the one who gave the was given 2 talents, gained 2 more.
因为给了2个的他也赚回了2个来。
And then what did the Lord say to them?
但主对他们说什么呢？
Verse 23, his master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant, slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
23节，主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
But then the one who had 1 talent said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours.
另外拿一那个一千两的来哈，那个24节说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的，没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。
But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed."
所以主人26节，主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有善的地方要聚敛。”
Therefore, take away the verse 28. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents.
所以28节，夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
And verse 30, throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
50节，把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
But brothers and sisters, here it talks about the fact that the Lord has given us each the gifts, to be able to serve him.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里我们的主他在讲的是，他给了我们每一个人都有他的恩赐，要我们来可以服侍。
Maybe some of us have the gift of speaking.
有的人可能有话语的恩赐。
Or the gift of prayer.
或者说有祷告的恩赐。
Or the gift of teaching Sunday school.
或者是有教导这个主日学的恩赐。
Or the prayer of encouragement.
或者说是愿意帮助来鼓励的。
I love the name Barnabas. It means son of encouragement.
所以我喜欢这个名字巴达巴，它的意思就是说劝慰之子。
So brothers and sisters, he must have one who knew how to encourage his brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，他巴达巴，他一定他知道怎么样来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters, what are we doing with the talent that the Lord has given us?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎样来使用主所给我们的恩赐？
Are we putting it to good use?
我们是不是来好好的来用它，使用它？
Are we exercising our gift?
是不是我们在常常的在使用？
Or are we just hiding the talent the Lord has given us?
或者说我们只是把这个主所赐给我们的这个恩赐放在一边？
Because one day the Lord is going to come settle the accounts.
因为那一天主一定会回来跟我们一起来算账的。
If we're faithful, he will give us more.
因为如果我们是忠心，他要给我们更多。
He said, if you are faithful with a few, you are faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things.
因为他说，你在小事上忠心，我会把更多的派你管理。
Now we know that those who are, become what the Lord wants us to become.
因为这些我们如果已经成为主要我们所成为的，
One day when he comes back to reign on this earth,
当主耶稣他回来在地上掌权的时候，
The Lord gives us some hints in the Gospels.
因为主在圣经里面给了我们一些暗示，
That some may be over 5 cities, some over 10 cities.
因为有的可能是要管辖5个城，有的是要管辖10个城。
So maybe you never had a dream of becoming a mayor of Seattle.
也可能你从来没想过要做西雅图市长。
But one day, brothers and sisters, you can be a mayor of 5 cities.
但是弟兄姐妹们，有一天你可能会成为5个市的市长。
Because when the Lord comes back, he's going to rule with the scepter of righteousness.
因为主耶稣他回来的时候，他要用公义的杖在这里管制。
And isn't it an encouragement as you see the unrest around your neck of the woods in Portland and Seattle. That's okay. Don't.
看到我们在这里在西雅图和波特兰那边两个城市里面一些动乱哈。
But when the Lord comes back, he will rule with a scepter of righteousness.
所以当我们的主回来的时候，他会用公义的杖在这里管。
But brothers and sisters, if we're not careful,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们掉以轻心的话。
His master and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave."
因为主人在这说，你这个又懒，你这个又懒又饿的人。
Throw out the verse 30. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, it will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以你就会被丢在 这个外面里面丢在我黑暗里啊，咬牙切齿了。
But brothers and sisters, maybe I can give you a little bit of an example.
弟兄姐妹们，可能可以给我们举一个例子。
So, I have a son that's 12 and a daughter that's 5.
我有一个儿子已经12，然后女儿是5岁。
If I in the morning say, if today you would help me pull the weeds from the beds in the yard,
如果早晨我在这里跟他们说，你如果能跟我在草地上面去拔拔草的话。
So I will say, if you pull the weeds, I will let you eat ice cream.
如果我跟他们说，你如果愿意去拔一些，去拔草，我就会让你吃冰激凌。
So, they are both my kids.
他们两个都是我的孩子。
They all share the same life or the same similar DNA to me.
他们因为是我的孩子，他们同样有我的生命，也是有相当于有我的基因在，都在他们里面。
But at the end of the day.
但是到了后来。
I discovered that my daughter was faithful and she pulled the weeds.
但我发现我的女儿她很实实在在在那里拔草。
But my son did not pull the weeds.
但是我的儿子他就没有在那里拔草。
What I will say to my daughter,
我跟我女儿会说,
said, you are a good and faithful daughter.
你是忠心良善的女儿。
And enter into the joy of eating ice cream.
所以你可以进来享受这个冰激凌。
But I will say to my son,
但是我会跟我儿子说,
you are very lazy.
你太懒了。
You will be left outside of the joy of eating ice cream.
所以不能让你进来享受这个吃冰激凌。
And don't you think that my son would be regretting that he did not pull the weeds?
所以你会不会想到我的儿子一定会很后悔他那个时候没有去好好的拔草。
And he will be maybe not gnashing his teeth, but showing regret.
他可能不会咬牙切齿，但是还是会有后悔。
So brothers and sisters, these 10 virgins, they are all believers.
弟兄姐妹们，这讲个十个童女，她们都是信徒。
But 5 of them are able into the joy of the master.
因为五个，她们能够和这个主人一同享受这个快乐。
But 5 of them were left out.
但是另外五位，她们却被关在门外。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
this is not a matter of life.
这个不是讲是不是生命的问题。
They will not lose their eternal life.
他们不会失去他们的永远的生命。
So, this is not a matter of them not becoming the children of God anymore. No.
这个并不是谈到他们好像不是神的儿女了。
But this is a matter of a reward.
这个是讲到了奖赏。
So brothers, this is one day the Lord is going to come back and reign on this earth for 1,000 years.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们的主他再回来的时候，在地上要执掌王权1,000年的时候。
This speaks about a wedding feast.
这个是讲到的是我们的婚宴，讲的。
So it talks about whether you can be a part of that or not.
因为这里讲到你是否能够能够一起参加这个样子的婚宴。
But, it's a matter of whether you can enter into the joy of the master.
这也是关于是不是你能够一同进入被邀请进入到那个主人的这个欢乐里面去。
Similar to me being able to enjoy ice cream with my daughter.
就很像就是我的女儿能够享受她的冰激凌。
But somehow my son was left out.
但好像我的儿子却是没有这个机会。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们。
That's why Paul talks about a prize towards the latter part of the scriptures we read.
所以保罗在这里讲到，就是我们读的圣经里面朝着后面的时候讲到的这个奖赏。
There is a reward.
那里有一个奖赏。
So brothers and sisters, here, it talks about two parables.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里我们有两个比喻。
These are two things that the Lord is looking for when he comes back.
因为有两件事情是我们主耶稣他回来的时候他要所寻找的。
He's coming back very soon.
而且他回来也越来越近了。
So on the one hand, he's looking for how much life we have.
一方面他要看我们到底有多少生命。
But on the other hand, he's looking for whether we have been faithful in serving him and the saints with the gifts he has given us.
另外一方面他要看我们怎样来使用他给我们的这个恩赐来怎样来服侍他。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 2 Timothy chapter 10.
我们在那个提摩太后书第二章第十节。
Yes, for 10 verse 12, sorry.
Oh, 10 verse 12.
2 Timothy chapter 10 verse 12. Chapter 2 verse 12. Sorry.
Chapter 2, okay. 第二章第十节。
If we endure, we will also reign with him.
如果我们忍耐，我们可以得着。我们可以得着那基督。
Brothers and sisters, the reward is that we will be able to reign with him.
我们要得的奖赏就是我们能够与他一同掌权。
So brothers and sisters, so when Paul talks about attaining to the resurrection from the dead,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当保罗他讲到的是得着这个复活，
it means that when we resurrect,
这是讲到当我们复活的时候。
So either if we are raptured, if we're still alive,
要么我们是被当我们还活着的时候被提，
or if we die and then we resurrect after we die,
或者说我们死了睡了然后我们再被复活。
All of us are going to be before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以我们所有的人都会站在基督的审判台前。
And then he's going to determine whether we have more of his life.
然后他就会在这里决定来说我们是不是有他生命。
And he's going to determine if we have been faithful in using his gift to serve him.
他也会在这里决定看我们是否用他给我们的恩赐来这里忠心地服侍他。
And then he will reward us accordingly.
然后他会根据我们每个人所行的来得奖赏。
So it's that we may be able to attain, not just to resurrect, not just to come back to life again.
我们所要得到的是，我们不是仅仅的得救复活而已。
So all of us will come back to life.
因为我们每一个人都会再重新回来。
But the question is, what is the measure of that life?
那个时候问题是，我们用什么东西来量这个生命？
Is that life mature?
那个生命是不是成熟了？
Is that life a life that seeks to serve others and bless others?
这个生命是不是来服侍别人，来为着别人？
Are we being conformed to the image of his son?
我们是不是有主耶稣，有他的形象？
Brothers and sisters, the life of the Lord, he was such a gentle and loving Lord.
因为我们弟兄姐妹，我们主耶稣的他生命是那样的温柔那样的恩慈。
And we talked about the fact that he served the world by being that ox in the field.
所以主耶稣他就像来服侍我们这些人，就像在田间的那个牛，耕田的牛一样。
But then ultimately he was that ox on the altar.
他同样也是在被献在祭坛上的那个牛。
How he was a faithful servant of the Lord.
他是怎样的在主的天父的面前忠心的一个服侍。
So you see, that same life that was in him,
我们可以看到在他的里面的同样的生命
is also in us.
也可以在我们的里面。
The question is, he has called us that we may be transformed and that life may grow up.
因为他在这里呼召我们，叫我们能够生命改变，让他生命在我们里面。
That we become like him.
让我们就有个像他。
So the question is, are we going to become everything he wanted us to become?
我们是对于我们的问题是不是我们能够成为他要我们所成为的。
That we may not just be the ones he called,
我们不只是他在这里呼召我们，
but chosen.
而且是我们的选择回应他的呼召。
Exactly, that we may answer his call.
我们能够响应他的呼召。
So that when we resurrect,
所以我们当我们在复活的时候，
is not just standing up again, but is to come out of resurrection.
And 不只只是仅仅，而且不只只是重新站立而已，乃是仍然是一个完全的超越，冲出死亡，有神的主的生命。
So far away from what we used to be.
跟我们以前所有以前的所有状况完全不能比，差的很远很远。
So we can attain to ex anastasis.
所以我们能够真正得到那个超越的复活。
So brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is looking for.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们主耶稣他所要来寻找的。
So this is the work he's doing in our lives today.
他现在也是他正在我们每一个人生命里面所做的工作。
And Paul says this should be our goal.
保罗告诉我们，这应当是我们的目标。
And then in light of that, we must press on.
而且我们一定要继续向前。
And we ought to lay hold of that for which he laid hold of us.
我们一定要得着主耶稣要我们所得着的。
And then one day he will reward us.
到那一天，他要来给我们每一个人的奖赏。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
让主对我们的心说话。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this portion of the scriptures.
主，我们为我们今天一起学习的这段圣经，我们感谢你。
Lord, we pray that we, like Paul, we may have a heart to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
我们祷告，就是我们也要像保罗那样有这样的心，我们要能够完全的得到超越的这个复活。
That we may be faithful to your calling.
让我们是忠心来响应你的呼召。
That your life may increase in us.
让你的生命在我们里面加增。
And we be conformed to your own image.
让我们能够真正成为有你的形象。
That we may have gentleness and kindness and patience.
让我们里面会有温柔、良善和忍耐。
And Lord, we may become more like you.
主啊，让我们更加的像你。
But also that we may be faithful with the gifts that you have given us.
同样，我们也是对你赐给我们的恩赐来忠心的服侍。
We may be willing to serve you and brothers and sisters.
我们愿意真是来忠心的服侍你和弟兄姐妹。
That we may become all that you want us to become.
我们愿意成为你要我们所成为的。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
我们真是把这些话完全的交托在你的手中。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.